Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, and with a look at what happened in the overnight trade from the CME Group in Chicago and how it has resumed at 8:30 a.m. Let's start with the cash trade. The national average basis for corn down a penny, actually stronger a penny overnight at 39 cents under the December futures contract. The corn index was 2 cents higher at $2.83 a bushel. The national average basis for soybeans was a penny stronger as well, 63 cents. Under the November contract, the DTN National Soybean Index for the cash price, 8 cents higher at $8.62. We'll take a look at the numbers and talk with Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing out of Champaign, Illinois, in just a few moments about those numbers and what trade looks like in Chicago. But at this time, let's have Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City join us this morning to talk about the weather forecast. Good morning to you, Drew.
Good morning, Todd. It still looks like we're dealing with some rain and thunderstorms across the eastern portions of the Midwest at this hour, and looks like that's going to be ongoing for a good part of the morning, especially up in Michigan. I think there's going to be rain all day there. But the frontal boundary that's pushing through Indiana and portions of Ohio will be fairly quick moving, and we'll probably not see rain last more than about an hour or two in any particular location. And as we get into the afternoon, it should be quieter across the area. The little straggler batch of showers and thunderstorms way back in parts of Kansas at this hour, that's going to work its way southeastward, probably work its way into a part of Missouri and then kind of dissipate. So we go through this weekend, we're going to see quite a change in weather. In fact, it's already underway. And behind all of this rain that's in the heart of the Midwest this morning, there's a lot of cold air pouring into the western Corn Belt on winds that are sustained at 20 to 30 miles per hour out of the northwest. And the temperatures have fallen significantly down into the 40s in quite a few areas, some 30s in the upper Midwest. Tomorrow morning, we will see frost and freezes rather widespread across a part of the western Corn Belt, probably from the Dakotas down into Nebraska, northern Kansas, and as far to the east as portions of western Minnesota and some areas in Iowa. As we go into Sunday morning, the coldest air will shift further to the east, working its way across the remainder of the Midwest, but it will not be as intensively cold as it will be tomorrow morning. So we'll see some freezes in the upper Midwest, the rest of Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin, maybe a few spots in Iowa, but everybody else will probably be vulnerable to a little bit of frost, perhaps. It's not going to have a huge impact on the majority of the crops out there, but we still have some immature crops in the far north that are going to have to be closely assessed after the cold tomorrow morning, especially in the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, to see just how significant the impact might be. Of course, it's pretty late in the season. We have to expect some of this. Well, it looks as though the afternoon temperatures will be in quite a contrast across the region today. The eastern portions of the Midwest will still be in the warmer air, and we should expect to see the afternoon temperatures working their way pretty high into the 70s in a fair amount of the region from portions of Ohio down into Kentucky. Some of that heat will probably occur about midday and be cooling in the afternoon. In contrast, we'll only be in the 40s this afternoon in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota. In fact, there may be a couple of spots that don't even get above 40 degrees in northern parts of Minnesota. Pretty cool, pretty nasty. It looks like there will be a continuation of cool weather as we go into the day on Saturday. The highs will be in the 40s and 50s across the northern half of the Midwest. The southern areas will be in the 50s to around 60 degrees. And then after that, we'll probably expect to see a little bit moderation take place in the weather, and our temperatures will rebound back to a more seasonable range of 60s and lower 70s for the first part of next week. Tropical Storm Simon is a long way away from the Midwest. It's off the west coast of Mexico this morning, and it's expected to become a hurricane over the weekend for a brief period of time. But the storm is going to churn back towards North America, and the moisture from this event will spread across the U.S. central and part of the southern plains Wednesday and Thursday of next week, and it may help to enhance rainfall again in the heart of the Midwest as we go from Thursday into Friday. We're going to continue to monitor this system rather closely because it does have potential to soak down the Midwest again and we certainly don't need that at this point in time. So that's probably the biggest event outside of the cold tomorrow morning that we need to keep aware of. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the growing region's weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's check now the numbers at the Chicago Board of Trade, where the CME Group corn is trading at 323, a quarter of a cent higher. March is unchanged at 335 and three quarters. Next year's December at 370 and a half, up a half. November beans are down 3 3/4 at 920 and 3/4. January at 929, 4 cents lower. July at 951, down 4 3/4. Bean meal is down $1.20. Bean oil, 7 cents lower. Soft red winter wheat in the lead option, down a penny and a quarter. Live cattle futures up 32.5 cents, feeder cattle $1.30 higher, and lean hogs are up 22.5 cents. On this Friday morning, we'll check now what's been happening with the marketplace and some analysis with Bill Mayer. He's at Strategic Farm Marketing out of Champaign, Illinois. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, it's been an interesting week in Chicago, and some are beginning to feel a little better about the corn market, at least. I don't know whether you think there might be a near-term bottom in place sometime soon or not. What do you suppose?
Well, I guess I'm not sure that we're into harvest far enough here, Todd, that we can say that at this point. I think we here in central Illinois maybe see a lot of harvest getting done, but when you look at it overall, we're still just kind of tip of the iceberg. So I guess I'm not of that mind right now. I think we still have, at least from a cash standpoint, some additional downside, and probably from futures as well. I think we're just kind of here right now today trying to kind of even some things up. We had these rains, and that's pretty much from the, you know, northern plains down to Texas. I mean, we've had pretty much a stop of harvest here, it looks like, and I think there's a little bit of maybe oversold conditions that the market's correcting. And on the other side of that, we seem to have, you know, these big yields continue, and we keep hearing those. We got several private estimates coming out with some huge numbers, and I think that's the, you know, the negative side of the market right now. So we're just kind of sitting there trying to get the hedging done and, you know, take care of the cash that's being sold out here.
It wouldn't be terribly hard. The corn would have to only be up what it is now, a half cent or so, in order to finish this week higher. That would be a good mark. Do you suppose that can happen today?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we could have an up week. We're up on beans and wheat, both pretty substantial here as of current trade. I think we can see the corn higher for the week. I'm not sure that, you know, that may be a stabilization effect rather than a trend change, though.
Yeah, in fact, beans for the week are up about 11 cents, and wheat futures are actually higher, too, up 7.5, so I suppose that could happen. Anything in the outside markets or the livestock that you're interested in this morning?
Well, the dollar is higher here this morning, and that continues, I think, to keep, you know, a little bit of a top on some of these markets because of that. Livestock, just cash cattle trade out there, it seems like the packers are just kind of stepping back and saying, we're just going to use our contract stuff for October and we're not going to buy any cash right now. And that's kind of a historic deal if we can go a couple weeks here without getting any cash traded other than the already contracted stuff.
Thank you so much, Bill, for taking the time with us this morning.
Okay.
Bill Mayer is with Strategic Farm Marketing from right here in Champaign County. Joins us on this Friday edition of the opening market report. Numbers in Chicago are in the green for corn, up 0.75 cents in the nearby December, a half in the March, and July up 0.75. November beans are down 3 at this time on the daily trade. They are higher for the week. January up, or rather down 3 1/4, and July down 3 3/4. The soft red winter wheat in Chicago is currently trading the July contract down a penny and a half for the day, and the livestock numbers are a bit higher on this hour, and they're currently trading 42 and a half cents higher in the live cattle, up a dollar and a nickel in the feeders, and lean hogs are 12 and a half cents higher. You're listening, of course, to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Here's what a quick look for the forecast for the day tells us about the Urbana-Champaign area, a 40% chance of showers. Those will come after 4 o'clock this afternoon, mostly cloudy for the day. Temperatures falling to around 54 degrees by 5 p.m. It will be breezy with a west-northwest wind at 18 to 20 miles an hour. That a gust all the way to 22. A 30% chance of rainfall this evening with a low of 36 degrees. I'm Todd Gleason.
Good morning. Hackers breached the data banks at JPMorgan Chase Bank this summer, and it may have put 76 million households and 7 million businesses at risk. More on Morning Edition from NPR News. In Iraq, thousands of Yazidi women are held as slaves by ISIS militants. NPR's Leila Fadel reports that some are begging for U.S. airstrikes. Please call the plane, they say. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Israel's prime minister says he sees a historic opportunity. He says Arab nations could come to the side of Israel. We'll ask if they are. Our Planet Money team decodes the fine print on homeowners insurance and the Emmy-winning creator of the animated hit Bob's Burgers. It's Friday, October 3rd. The Reverend Al Sharpton is 60. And the news is next.